Class 4, Subject English Language, Topic Subject Verb Agreement. Children, today we are going to start with a new topic, which is Subject Verb Agreement on page 10. Now, what is Subject Verb Agreement? Subject Verb Agreement means that the subject and verb in a sentence must agree in number. Now, children, let us study the rules of subject-verb agreement on page 11. Number 1. A singular subject takes a singular verb and a plural subject takes a plural verb. For example, A. A dog barks. In this sentence, a dog is a singular subject which takes a singular verb which is barks. B. Dogs bark. In this sentence, dogs is a plural subject which takes a plural verb, that is bark. Number 2. When the subject of a sentence is composed of two or more nouns or pronouns, we use a plural verb. For example, A. Pratima and Mahima are at the mall. In this sentence, Pratima and Mahima is the subject. This sentence is composed of two nouns, that is Pratima and Mahima. So we use plural verb, that is are, to the sentence. B. The principal and the teachers are in the staff room. In this sentence, the subject is the principal and the teachers. This sentence is composed of two nouns, that is principal, teachers. So we use plural verb, that is are, to the sentence. 3. When two or more singular nouns or pronouns are joined by or, we use a singular verb. For example, A. The man or his son is at home. This sentence is composed of one noun, that is man, and one pronoun, that is his son. So we use a singular verb, that which is to the sentence. B. The guide or the tourist goes first. This sentence is composed of two nouns, that is guide and tourist. So we use a singular verb, that is goes, to the sentence. Number 4. When two or more nouns or pronouns are joined by or, the verb will agree with the subject closer to the verb. For example, A. The man or his sons are at home. In this sentence, the verb will agree with the subject closer to the verb, that is are, and the subject which is closer to the verb is his sons. B. The tourists or the guide goes well. In this sentence, the verb will agree with the subject closer to the verb, that is goes, and the subject closer to the verb is guide. Number 5. If a phrase comes between the subject and the verb agrees with the subject and not with the noun in the phrase. For example, A.